Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hi, welcome to Relax the Podcast. This is Colleen Ballinger. That's my name.
It is, because I gave you that name.
And you did. And you guys, if you're listening, that's not Eric's voice.
No.
That is my mother's voice. My mom is my co-host today. Welcome, Gwen Ballinger. Round of applause for Gwen Ballinger. Yay. Yeah, my mom just hopped in last minute. She's so sweet. She's here after the babies have gone to sleep to help me do the podcast episode because I didn't want to do it alone. I wanted someone with me. But Eric's feeling under the weather, guys. And I don't know if he's going to be mad at me for saying this, but I'll do it for my relax. Okay. I'll say what needs to relax. It has to do with the condition that Eric currently has. But first I want to say hello to my mother. Hi, Mom.
Hello, Colleen.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
You're even wearing relax merch right now. I didn't even notice that until right now. That's very exciting. So my mom is here. I have some fun games and things. Mom, don't act like you're new to podcasts. You had a podcast with Rachel, my sister.
All things internet.
For a long time. So you're used to podcasting.
Yeah.
So this is like...
I'm used to being the sidekick where you just go,
Ooh. Oh.
No, you had holidays. You did the holidays.
I did do holidays.
You did your like chicken facts or something like that.
Oh, I love chickens. Yes.
So yeah, you had things. We'll get into it. But first I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Who needs to relax today?
Oh.
Do you have one?
Oh, I do.
Who?
Well, right now it's forecasters.
Okay. A weatherman, a weatherwoman, perhaps.
I don't know who's doing it, but
you're never right.
They're never right. Look out. We're going to get 5 inches of rain and it's like 1/10 of an inch.
I know. Well, and it could be just, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just California is unpredictable. Maybe it's everywhere. I don't know. You guys will tell us in the comments, I'm sure. But they are always wrong. Every time I've paid attention to it. But you know what I saw on TikTok, Mom?
What?
And you know what I appreciate about you? You're not going to make fun of me for saying that sentence. I feel like every time I say, you know what I saw on TikTok, Eric rolls his eyes. But you're like, what?
No,
you're like,
I missed something.
We probably have very similar For You pages. But anyway, I saw on TikTok that when they say there's a 50% chance of rain, it doesn't mean that it's a 50% that it's rain will fall from the sky. It means that 50% of the city will get rain or something like that.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
I never knew this.
Yeah. A friend of mine told me that once.
That's cool. That doesn't make any sense. They need to change that.
They do.
Because if someone says it's a 90% chance of rain, I'm like,
It's going to rain.
Yeah, it's going to rain.
Yeah.
But it really means 90% of the city will likely get rain or something.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
It's very confusing.
I'm not a forecaster.
But my grandpa used to just go outside and say, oh, it's going to rain tomorrow and there's nothing in the sky.
And he would know. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I can't do that.
No.
I don't really go outside though, so it doesn't really affect me too much. But it just bothers you that they're never...
You know, right, because I get excited. We get excited for rain here.
Yes, that is true. Well, you did tell me before we started recording that you had two relaxes.
I did. The other one is cereal containers.
You like know, the
plastic
boxes?
Bags?
The plastic bags.
You can't get them open.
No.
And then what?
And then they're just...
It flies everywhere.
You know what? That's true.
It's got to be Ziploc.
I think the entire process of opening cereal... is all awful because the box sucks too. I try very hard to open the box on the line it says to so that you can like close it properly, but it always rips. The cardboard always rips.
The little tongue thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't
go
back in.
It always rips and it doesn't go back in. And then the bag, you're correct, the like plastic, thick plastic, like when you open it, like explodes open or rips in the wrong way or whatever. That's very frustrating.
Very frustrating.
But you know what's even worse than the packaging sucks. I agree. Yeah. But what's even worse is when someone doesn't even attempt to roll the bag shut.
No.
Like in this house, my wonderful husband.
Little kids that put their hands in it.
I know, but Eric never rolls it shut. And so the cereal is always stale. And the kids don't care, but like I care if my cereal is stale. But sometimes I feel like back when at our house as a kid, and also sometimes here, the cardboard part will get shut, but the bag won't be rolled or clipped shut. So like, it's not like air is not going to get through the like crappy cardboard. Right. Like it still gets stale.
No, you have to roll it and clip it.
Yes.
Sometimes I just get a big Ziploc, stick it in there, then put it back in the cereal box.
I've just completely gotten new containers. I have cereal containers that I just like, I hate cereal boxes. So I just dump them into the cereal like Tupperwares.
Oh, but I've seen those lids open.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing is those stay open too. He uses those and he doesn't put the lid back on, which I do have to give him some credit that like when you've got the kids screaming for something, you don't, a lot of times I forget to put lids back on things too. Cause I'm like, oh, just get the kid what the thing. And then you forget to put the lid on. But like, oh, I've never bought a box of cereal and it wasn't stale immediately because somebody
not
left
mentioning
it
any names
open. I'm just saying. But that's a really good relax. Those are really annoying.
Yeah.
I opened something today. I think it was a Thin Mints Girl Scout cookie container.
Sounds good.
And it wouldn't, it like ripped sideways all the way down. And then I was like, oh, come on. Now I have to eat 20 of these.
Salad bags do that too.
I hate when the plastic rips down, not just on the top, like when it rips down the side. Or you know what's even worse? Cheese bags where it's like rip here and then there's a Ziploc-y moment.
Yes.
Today, the rip part, I ripped off the rip part, but then it wasn't open for me to get to the Ziploc part. Yeah. So then I had to get scissors to cut to get to the Ziploc part, but it was so close to the Ziploc. It was just very frustrating.
Sometimes you just have to pull it apart like that and hope it doesn't wreck the Ziploc.
I know. And then some of those have like the Ziploc-ies that are impossible to Ziploc.
Yes.
Like to try to get it back together. Mm-hmm. You just can never figure it out. Ugh, these are the things that matter in the world these days, guys. Well, I do want to say what my relax is before we say thanks to our first sponsor. And it is pink eye. Now, Eric might be mortified that I am saying this on the podcast. So if he's here next week, you'll know that I'm not in too much trouble. But if he's not here, I got in big trouble for saying that he had pink eye. Last night, Eric came to me and said, oh my gosh, the craziest thing happened just now. I was like, my eye has been really bugging me and red. And I saw his eye and I was like, that looks like an infection.
Oh.
So I already had, like at dinner, I looked at him and I was like, you either rubbed your eye way too hard or you have pink eye. But I didn't say anything because I was like,
conjunctivitis. You know,
yeah. So he went to the bathroom and we put the kids to sleep. But after we put this kid to sleep, he went to the bathroom to look at his eye because he thought he had an eyelash in his eye. It was bugging him. And he was like, it looked like a booger or something was in my eye. And I was like, you have pink eye. And he was like, no, I don't. It was just like, and I was like, Eric, it's pink eye. And he was like, no, I don't think. I was like, I've had pink eye so many times,
yes,
unfortunately. I have had so many styes and so many pink eyes. I know what pink eye is. And I was like, you've got pink eye. And I can promise you it's going to spread to that other eye. Because it's super contagious.
If he can even open them.
Yeah. And he was like, well, how do I know if it's pink eye? And I was like, you won't be able to open your eye tomorrow morning. It'll be crusted shut. And I got, I woke up to a bunch of text messages because I guess he woke up in the middle of the night and went and looked again. And it was, his eyes were just the goopiest goops. And he took photos of it.
Ew.
To show that it was awful. So I woke up to text message photos of his
Gross.
Eye gooping. And so anyway, I was like, you obviously have pink eye. Go to urgent care. So he went to urgent care first thing this morning and he showed them the pictures. And he said that the doctor was like, now, why did you why did you get up at 4 a.m. and take pictures of your eyes?
So you believe me.
And Eric said, because I wanted proof. And he's like, but you're here and I'm looking at him. You did. Okay. Like, I guess the doctor shaded him for taking photos of his goopy eyes. But anyway, that's why Eric's
not here. Well, in Eric's defense, there are many times when you say you're going to go to the doctor for something. And when you get there,
you're fine.
It magically goes away
I gave him because I get pink eye and styes, I've had them often enough. I have supplies. So I had these medical eye wipes that you can wipe on your eyes. I had antibiotics, which is what he needed. Antibiotic drops. I didn't have those, but I did have a lot of eye relief stuff that was for things like that. My mom's, if you're watching, you'll see my mom's face got really, her eyes got wide. Right above us is the house.
Right.
So Eric like was like walking around or I don't know, something's happening up there. Eric's moving furniture. I have no idea. But anyway, I gave him eye drops and these wipes. And I was like, wipe your eyes and then put a warm compress on your eyes. I explained him what to do before I went to the doctor this morning. And he was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to urgent care and blah, blah. And I'll do this and go to urgent care. I said, okay. And then he left for urgent care and I looked and he didn't open any of it. And at first I was like, why didn't he do that? And then I was like, oh, he didn't want to do it because he didn't want to show up to the doctor and it looked better.
Yes.
He wanted it to look as bad as possible for the doctor. So I felt like that was a smart move.
Yeah.
But he got antibiotic drops. He's going to be fine, but that is,
he's got
pink eye and it needs to relax. He also has a little bit of a cold, which is why I think the pink eye came about. So, or maybe he put poop in his eyes, one or the other, who knows, but, he's not here. So, but my mom's here. So that's one perk of the pink eye is that you're here. Aww. So, yay, pink eye. And let's say thanks to our first sponsor. And, it is Primal Kitchen. This episode of Relax is brought to you by Primal Kitchen. We've talked about them a lot and we love them a lot. So let's talk about them again, guys. Eric and I, we love to cook for our family as often as we can. And something we did recently, a few times actually, I feel like is make like hot dogs. We've been barbecuing, grilling a lot. And we have been using that ketchup, guys. Holy smokes. This ketchup is so delicious. It's natural, organic, and unsweetened. And it's amazing. And I'm kind of a ketchup snob and I love this. So we've been using it a lot in our house lately because we keep doing hot dogs and burgers and it is just the most wonderful little condiment to put on our stuff. And so we've been going through a lot of it lately. So we've been seeing a lot of that Primal Kitchen in our kitchen these days. And when we're cooking, if we want to maximize the flavor and minimize the effort, and we love that with Primal Kitchen, we can still get all the taste of our favorite condiments, but with high quality ingredients. Primal Kitchen products are made with purposeful, high quality ingredients, good fats from avocado oil, no artificial sweetener, and most importantly, delicious flavor that make choosing products for you and your family easier than ever. It makes us super happy and confident to know that what we're enjoying as a family is so straightforward. We love when we cook and use these incredible products and we're like, hello, that was delicious. We want more. And so we get more because it's that good. In the new year, we're committed to cooking more and Primal Kitchen makes that as simple as can be. We're stocked up and we're ready for 2023. All right. So listeners of Relax, you can save 20% at primalkitchen.com/relax or find Primal Kitchen products at your favorite local grocery store or retailer. That is 20% off, guys, at primalkitchen.com/relax. So go check it out. Okay. I asked everyone online mm-hmm. what they wanted to ask you questions from my Relax podcast Twitter. So people send in a lot of stuff. But before we get to that, in case there's listeners or viewers who don't know you very well, I thought it'd be fun to play a couple games together.
Okay.
So that way people can get to know you and we can laugh at each other. So the first game, I love this game. I feel like I've played it with Eric a lot of times on here, but I just like playing it in general. I think it's very funny. I want to play Who's More Likely To. Have I played this with you? I feel like I have somewhere on the internet.
Something.
I don't know. Maybe we have, maybe we haven't, but I feel like so how this game works is obviously it's very easy. I ask a question, who's more likely to do this random thing? And then we answer. Now I do have little papers that say mom and Colleen. So we'll lift these up for who we think is more likely to do the thing I say. I've looked up I didn't make up these who's more likely to. I looked up random questions online. So these aren't things I've come up with.
Okay.
And we answer, but since it is a podcast, you have to say it and lift up the thing.
Okay,
so here we go, guys. Okay. This is, hopefully it'll give you a quick crash course on my mom a little bit. And so here we go. Who's most likely to join a gang? I would say my mom.
Yeah, me. Me. Like, you don't have a confrontational bone in your body.
No, I do not. I feel like you would. Oh, my God. Okay. who's most likely to believe a conspiracy theory? Yeah, me.
Colleen.
I would. Yeah, I feel like you would not. You're like a skeptic on that kind of stuff. You'd be like, no, that's not true. That's stupid. I remember this doesn't have anything to do with conspiracy theories, but it does give a good example of you. Like if we were ever, or if people were ever super excited about celebrities growing up, you would be like, you would be excited with us if we were excited or whatever, but you'd also be like, well, they poop and fart just like you. Just, you know, you'd always say they poop and fart just like you.
They're just like, people. They're just people. You can admire what they do, just like you. But they're just people.
And I think that's a nice reminder. I don't know what that made me think of conspiracy theories. I think that you're just not into all like the hubbub. You're just kind of like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's most likely to be popular at school? I feel like you.
Oh no, I had no friends.
Well, I feel like I had theater friends.
Yeah. I had like one friend in high school.
You don't think you would have been, I feel like you would have been like the cool girl.
Oh, you can think that.
But you weren't in theater. So like, I don't know.
No.
Because now it's cool to do theater. But like back in my day, being a theater kid, it was like, now I have like theater kid shirts and it's called being a theater kid. But back in my day, it was theater nerd. That's what you called us. Theater nerd. Anyway, I think you would have been the popular one between the two of us.
I wasn't. You're wrong.
Who's most likely to forget where they parked? I would say mom.
Mom.
Yes. You know, some people might be surprised by that. I feel like I have a good sense of direction. I feel like I usually remember where I park, which is shocking.
Well, I used to always know where I park.
Oh, so that's coming soon for me?
when you hit 60. And now I understand why my dad always had something on his antenna, a little ball on his antenna. Oh, yeah. My mom had flowers or something so they could spot their car in the parking lot.
Well, now I've got the clickers.
So I try to park in the same spot.
Every time?
Or near the same spot.
Huh.
And I don't forget.
I just feel like my brain, even though I'm not paying attention when I park, my brain somehow remembers the area that I was in. I don't know. Anyway.
Enjoy your brain while you have it.
Well, it's already going. Who's most likely to eat something off the ground? You.
No.
I think my mom. My mom thinks me. What?
No, you wouldn't.
Like you would before me. I would never.
Well, whose floor is it on?
Good question. It depends.
It depends.
I feel like if we're at your house, if it fell on your floor, you would eat it. If we're at my house, if it fell on my floor, maybe I'd eat it.
If it's a cookie,
Yeah, it depends on what it is.
If
it depends on the floor.
Upside down peanut butter and jelly sandwich, no.
Yeah, I feel like both of us probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. I'm also, you and I are both pretty like icky about expiration dates.
Oh, yes.
Like I know that it says like, oh, you can actually eat things way past the expiration date. Like I will not.
No.
If it's like the day before the expiration date, I'm like, oh no, it expires tomorrow. Yeah. This is bad.
Pour this milk out. No.
But I know that's wasteful. I know people might be upset about that, but like I got that from you. I must have.
Yes.
But it's like just the fear of eating something expired.
Yes. Really, and my mom would get things and scrape off the mold and eat it. And so I don't know where I got it.
Well, probably because of that.
That's true.
Okay. Who's more likely to go skinny dipping? I'd say mom.
No, you don't take your bra off. I guess I would.
You know, I take my bra off now.
I'm so proud of you.
I've never took my bra off my whole life. I hated taking off my bra. But then now I have really small boobalies and they're like, the pump sucked them all gone from when
Kids.
I had the twins. And so they're not there. And now bras are uncomfortable. Whereas like when I had more of a boobies, I felt like bras were more comfortable because they like held them down. And I don't want things flopping about.
You don't want things flopping about.
But yeah, I think you would be, maybe not now, but I feel like back in the day, I feel like you would, I have done it with Glozell once at a spa. Like she was like, because we were in our robes and she like kind of made me and she was like, you got to do this. And I was like, but I was so uncomfortable. It's not my thing. Have you skinny dipped?
Mm-hmm.
Mother. I don't want to know.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you.
who's most likely to get hangry?
Oh,
I'd say both.
Okay,
my mom
we
said
do.
Me, but I'd say both of us.
I
do get pretty hangry though.
Rachel gets the hangriest.
Rachel gets very hangry.
Yeah.
I get very hangry. But it's like very abrupt. Like mine's like, I forgot that I need to eat for too long, or I put off eating for too long because I was so focused on something else. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I realize I'm hungry and it's an immediate, like I have to eat right now. And I'm very upset until I eat. Like it's like an immediate, it's not like a slow build to my hangriness. It's like an immediate hangry.
Slow build.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like you get hangry, but
I do.
Anyway,
but
Who's, this might be cause some controversy.
Bring it on.
Who's most likely to fart in an elevator full of people? Yeah.
Both of us.
Didn't cause any controversy. I was going to say mom or both of us. I thought you were going to say me.
No, no.
But I feel like both of us, I would do it.
Yeah. I'd blame it on Tim.
I'd probably also like not even think about it. Like no. It wouldn't even be, if I was an elevator full of people, I probably wouldn't even be like, should I? I would just do it. But not a loud one.
No.
Just like a chill, like little quiet little, you know, little poot. Okay. Who's most likely to cancel plans last second?
Oh.
I would say me, honestly. What do you think?
Last second. Yeah, you.
Yeah, I think it would be me.
And make plans last second.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
big time me. If it's make plans last second, can you come over in 5 minutes? Yes. I'm bad at that. Okay. Next one is, who's most likely to bring home a stray puppy? What mom put me, I would say mom.
No, if it was a kitten, you would.
If it was a kitten, yeah. But okay. I would still say
any
you.
Animal?
I feel like I grew up with so many pets. I feel like you always were like, oh, we're going to get a guinea pig. We're getting a bunny. We're getting a mouse. We're getting a snake. We're getting a dog. We're getting a cat. Like, it was like constant.
But did I announce it or did I just go get it one day?
That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, if it's who's going to bring home a random stray puppy, like, it's you.
Okay. Yes, I would.
I don't think I would do that.
A kitty, you would.
If it was stray and it was like lost in the street, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I would with a puppy too, but yeah, first a cat, no questions asked. Who would be, between the two of us, the first to die in a zombie apocalypse? 100% Colleen Ballinger. This is not even a question. My mom,
remember,
actually,
I've joined a gang. Remember?
Yeah, I think my mom would actually probably like be the only survivor somehow. I would 100% die immediately. Who is most likely to become a professional gambler? Gwen Ballinger. We both answered my mom. I don't gamble.
I don't either.
No, but I feel like you would enjoy it more than me, for sure. Like if we go to Vegas, you're like, oh, I want to do slots for fun. Not like crazy amounts, but like blackjack. Like you'll do like
$20.
Yeah, $20.
That's my limit.
And it excites you. It's fun for you. But I'm like, never. I would rather never, ever, ever. It's not fun to me. Okay, just a couple more. Who's most likely to get a tattoo?
Colleen.
You think me?
I don't know.
I think you.
I don't think either one of us would.
No, I mean, maybe. I think my initial reaction is to say you. But then I also think maybe I would say me now because I have been tempted at times to be like, oh, a little tiny tattoo that represents like my kids. I might do. But kind of neither of us. That's a really big commitment.
It is.
The only commitment I can make that is that intense is
piercing your ears.
Piercing my ears. Well, and you know, having my children and being with Eric, I think are my only two like lifelong commitments.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
Other than because tattoo is like a lifelong commitment to something. Like, what if I don't like it someday? That's why I'm like, I could maybe do one about my kids because like I know I'll always love them.
Yeah, so, you always love your kids.
But anyway. Maybe me. Okay. The final one. Who's most likely to, this is going to be easy.
Okay.
Who's most likely to get arrested?
Probably me.
Gwen Ballinger. It's obviously you. What do you mean? Probably you. It's 100% you.
But I don't do anything.
You don't do anything wrong, but it would be because you'd be trying to protect like one of your kids.
Yes. Yes.
You would like do anything. Like you would get arrested for that. I think
I would.
That's but I think I'd be a close second because for the same reason to protect my children or family. But I feel like you'd be faster than me to pull the trigger of like running to do something you shouldn't do.
I'd push you aside to go faster. Right.
So that hopefully gave you guys a quick crash course on my mom. But in case it didn't.
I sound like a hoodlum.
A hoodlum?
A hoodlum.
What's a hoodlum?
A ragamuffin.
What? What's a ragamuffin? These sound like very old timey words. Sure they're offensive in some way or
other. No, they're not.
Hoodlum?
Hoodlum.
I need to look up hoodlum.
Okay,
hold on
look
a second.
That one up.
Okay, a hoodlum is a violent criminal or troublemaker.
See?
A hooligan or a gangster. See, you are a gangster.
No, I'm not a gangster.
No, my mom is a goody two shoes. I think I might be one step ahead of you of goody two shoesness because I'm so terrified of confrontation. But I feel like we both kind of are.
Yeah, I'll confront if I have to.
Yes.
If it involves my children.
So before we go to our next sponsor, I wanted to do a quick wrap. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to say thanks for our next sponsor. And then I'm going to do one more thing of get to know you before we go to the questions. People ask some great questions about you.
Okay.
They want to know about your chickens, mom. They want to know about your life. They want to know about your motherhood and your pregnancy. They want to know all about you.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of fun things we're going to talk about. But first, I want to say thanks to Way Hair Care. So we're going to talk about that for a second. You guys know that it's February. We're headed into March, which means it's the time of year where everybody gives up on their New Year's resolutions. Well, not me, guys, because I wanted to take care of my hair. I really want to chop off my hair. I want to do stuff with my hair. Okay. And Way has really helped to make my hair resolution, getting nicer hair with, it's healthier, less flaky flakes. I want my hair to be beautiful, and I've been able to keep that resolution a little bit because of Way and these wonderful products. Okay. Resolutions can be super, super hard, but Way is here to help you create a hair and scalp routine that will actually be wonderful and you'll want to keep it in your life. If you feel flaky like me, the wintertime brings on the flakes, guys. I'm just going to be honest. I get super dry in the wintertime. My hair starts to look dull, starts to look dead. And Way has a product for all of your hair care goals. Everything that you need help with, Way's probably got something. So I really like Way products because one, they smell really nice. So I like that because that's a big factor for me. Sometimes I find hair products that I think work great, but they don't smell good. But Way products smell really nice and they have made my hair just look a lot healthier, in my opinion. And they've helped me with the flaky flakes, which is an issue that I have. So I really enjoy that. Every time I wash my hair, I'm using Way. And I know Eric's obsessed too, because I noticed that the Way products, they go away pretty quickly because Eric's using them as well as me. So anti-dandruff shampoo that they have, the anti-dandruff, is it anti or anti? I think it's anti. But I never know which one to say. Anyway, the anti-dandruff shampoo, it fights flakes and soothes your scalp. I would know because I use it. Stop flaking on your plans with Way's anti-dandruff shampoo, guys. It's formulated with salicylic acid. Did I say that right? Hopefully. And 100% clinically proven to gently soothe itchy, irritated scalps while keeping your hair clean and soft. They've got this detox shampoo that gives your scalp and hair a reset. It's a concentrated shampoo that cleanses away product buildup, hard water deposits, dirt, oil, and more, which I really like because ever since we moved, I've noticed our water seems a lot harsher and harder than the water that we had at our last house. So I actually really, really appreciate this now more than I ever have before. And it's great for oiliness or unwanted shine and flaky or dry scalp, which is awesome. They also have a scalp serum that balances and hydrates the scalp. It's a daily scalp serum and it can be used day or night with wet or dry hair. It soothes irritation, keeps your hair stronger and fuller through a healthy, hydrated, balanced scalp. The way to healthy hair starts here. Go to theway.com, which is spelled theouai.com, and use code RELAX for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code RELAX. Okay, so before we go to your questions, I do want to do a quick rapid fire, like, more. It's rapid fire for me more than for you. Okay. This isn't hard for you.
Okay.
I looked online like fun games with mother daughters and whatever. And there's a lot of like, how well do you know your mom type of things? So I just wrote down like a bunch of the questions that I saw on these websites. And I'm going to guess the answers to these as quickly as I can without thinking about them. And you're going to tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Now you would think, oh, you wrote them down. You probably thought I wrote them down, first of all, an hour ago when I was trying to get Maisie to sleep. And also I already forgot them all. So,
okay.
But, here we go. First one is your favorite flower. I think your favorite flower is a sunflower.
No.
What? What is it?
A sweet pea.
Dang it. I knew that. Oh, come on, Colleen. I'm so embarrassed. I knew that one.
That's okay. I love sunflowers too.
I think it's just because you've been growing a lot of sunflowers lately, but I totally knew it was sweet pea.
Yeah, sweet peas. I love the smell.
Come on. Okay. Your favorite hobby. Now this one I could go on forever, but like I would say, you know, you got your chickens, you like sewing. Hobbies, you like gardening. Are these, would you say this top three?
Yeah.
Is there any other ones I'm forgetting?
Not right now.
You know, there's a hobby you kind of have a little bit that I now am obsessed with. And I was going to call you the other day and be like, will you do this with me? Can we do this together? You used to, not very often, but sometimes you'd look for sea glass. And I think you do it with your mom, love that. Right?
No, I did it with my friend Kelly.
Oh, okay. I've been taking, we go to the beach a lot, and Flynn loves, you know, looking for sand crabs and seashells. And I love looking for seashells too, but I get so excited when I find sea glass because I think of you. And I was like, we should do this together because I can do it for hours.
Yes.
It's so fun. It's like addicting. It feels
I have a huge, this glass old time peanut jar and it's filled with sea glass.
Yeah. I feel like I need to,
but you'd be on the other end of that. That's good because you could make something out of it where I have no creative bone in my body.
Well, I kind of like your sea glass jar. I feel like I'd want to do the same thing. Okay. Your biggest fears, I would say spiders. No. Oh, you know, no. I'd say your biggest fear would have something to do with like something happening to one of your kids or something like, oh, tsunamis.
Sure.
Is it all, what is it? It's tsunamis.
Claustrophobic things. Like being
claustrophobic. Yeah. Claustrophobia.
Somewhere or a tsunami.
Yeah. Tsunamis.
Yeah.
I love it. Took me a minute to get there, but I was like, it's a tsunami. Okay. Your favorite food, McDonald's. that's your favorite comfort food. And it's mine too.
Yeah, it is.
Like when I'm like sick or away from home, I'm like, I just need some McDonald's to have some normalcy.
Yep.
But other than that, I feel like it's going to be like a stew or something.
It's your chicken pot pie or your, your chicken broccoli thing.
My chicken casserole?
Yes.
Really?
My absolute favorite.
I didn't know that was your favorite food.
Oh, I told you.
I know that you like it, but I didn't know it was your favorite food.
Everyone should have that.
I did not know that.
That's so good.
Oh my gosh. I haven't made it in a long time. Favorite color is purple, obviously.
Yes.
Are you allergic to anything? Just like hay fever, like you have like seasonal allergies.
Yes.
But nothing other than that, right? Okay.
Not really.
Favorite place to visit? Maui? No.
San Luis Obispo.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And if you
were
doing Hawaiian Islands, I'd say Kauai.
Oh, Kauai. Okay. Yeah. Wow, I was way off. I'm so embarrassed.
That's okay.
Your biggest pet peeve. Now, I'm not quite sure of this, but I'm going to guess that it's me not responding to your text messages for too long or like not giving you a plan, like a schedule.
Oh, I need a plan.
You need a schedule. You need a plan.
I do better with a plan.
Like, I'll be like, hey, mom, can you help watch the kids so Eric and I can go on a date night? You know, Wednesday or something. And you'll be like, what time would you like me? And I just will be like, I don't know. So I just like won't respond for a while. And you're like, Colleen, hello. I need a time. How long? When and where? My house or yours? You don't drive me nuts. I'm like, oh, I probably drive her nuts, but it's because I don't know. And so I'm like, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but like, anyway.
Say I don't know yet.
But I feel like that's annoying too. But anyway, what is it? Is it that? What's your biggest pet peeve?
I don't know if I have a biggest one. I have a lot of them, but that's a good one.
What are other big ones?
I don't know.
Like I hate rakes on cement.
Oh yes. That's terrible.
Like use a broom.
Yeah.
That sound is really bothersome.
Open cereal boxes.
Okay. We're almost done here. Favorite TV show. I do not know, but I feel like you would say Haters Back Off cause you're my mom, but not cause that's the true answer. I don't know what your favorite TV show is.
I don't know either. I'd have,
I feel like you and I would have complete opposite tastes in TV shows and would never watch the same shows.
Well, we like documentaries together.
Yes,
you and I.
We do like documentaries. Yeah. But other than that, like you wouldn't watch reality shows like I do, but I feel like you'd watch like a scripted show on some history thing.
Yeah.
And I would never watch something like that.
Well, no.
Like I feel like you'd watch like, what was that show that was like all popular and it was like in London? Like I feel like you'd watch
Midwives.
Like,
The Midwives? No.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, Downton Abbey?
Yeah, Downton Abbey. No. I feel like that'd be your thing or like, The Crown or like, I feel like
I liked The Crown.
See?
Yeah, The Crown.
I feel like that's your jam.
I liked Yellowstone when it started and then the older ones. Yellowstone.
Oh, Yellowstone. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what that is.
But it's changed a little bit, but.
I don't even know what that is. Okay, and then your Starbucks order. It's a black iced tea, extra ice.
No sweetener.
Yeah.
You got it.
I feel like I know you pretty well.
You do.
And now you guys really know my mom. Okay. So now we can have you answer their questions.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So this is the fun part. They ask tons of fun stuff. Let's see. The first one we're going to answer is from Krista. And she said, do you have any new chicken facts? Any facts about your chickens? My mom has chickens.
Well, I do, but I don't know if I can. Is this Family Channel? Is this?
You can say whatever you want.
Oh, they don't have like genitalia like you would think animals do.
Right.
They just, I think it's called.
They have one hole, right?
Yes.
And they poop and they egg out of the same hole.
Yes. So there's nothing that they just rub up against each other and bada bada bing, you got
wait.
There's no wiener?
No. I didn't know what words I could use.
You can use whatever words you like. There's no.
No, the roosters do not have a little.
No ding dong for the ho-hos?
No.
Huh. No. We can use, what aren't those hostess things? We can use hostess ding-dongs? Terms. I said ding dong for the ho-hos.
Yeah.
None. Wow. I did not know that.
Wait, then how does that work?
They just rub up against each other.
Rub what? Their holes?
I think it starts with a C. I can't remember what the name was.
They rub their bird holes?
The bird holes.
Is it just chickens or is this all birds?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's all birds.
So the boys and girls, they don't have ding-dongs and ho-hos. Hostess is what we're talking about. Desserts here.
Yeah.
They just have a hole?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this can't be true.
It's true. I heard it on TikTok, so it's true.
Oh, must be true. Oh, man. I could show you some TikToks. I feel like I could make you pee laughing from my favorite section. I'll do that later. Okay. So that's a great fact, guys.
That's a great fact. I don't know who needs to know that. But
the fact is, we're not sure, but maybe.
No, we are sure.
Their genitalia is not what you would think.
That's the latest thing that I've learned about chickens.
I did know that that hens have like one hole. They poop and they egg and they do all the things out of.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that the males didn't have that.
No, no.
That's
ho-hos.
So interesting. Mm. All right. Here's one. AJ, this might be a hard one to spring on you, but AJ said a memory of Colleen as a kid that we probably don't know about. A memory of me as a kid that you don't know about, that the listeners might not know about. That's a hard one because I really do share everything on the internet.
You do. But can you used to always take your diaper off.
Yeah.
Put your blanket over your head and stick your rear end up in the air and fall asleep.
Yeah, that's how I would sleep.
Yes.
We'd
have to go in, diaper back on, get the blanket off your head.
That is so weird. I don't do that anymore. That was just when I was a baby.
It's a memory.
How odd.
It was very odd. It wasn't
very
long.
Maybe I just liked the breeze. I just wanted some fresh air. I don't remember doing this, but
no, you were little.
I'm glad I didn't
crib.
Pass that on to my children. They don't do that. That's very strange. I don't know that anyone knows that. So
no,
that's a
now
good
they do.
Fun memory. Were there? Okay, this is from Melancholy Sky. Said, were there any scary moments as a parent, like when I was getting hurt, etc.? Like, is there a scary moment as a parent for you?
When you got bit by a dog?
Oh yeah,
that was scary.
That was scary.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And was there other, and it doesn't have to just be me. I mean, you have four kids. So with any of us,
there's lots of scary moments.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just the falls.
Yeah.
The big knots on your head.
I feel like every
fall. You didn't do those though. You weren't klutzy.
Or well, I am now. I'm making up for it now.
You didn't fall much.
Who fell the most of your four kids? Trent.
And then Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were like more active.
And did they get injured the most?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ever getting injured very much as a
no,
kid.
No, you didn't.
I was pretty cautious. Maybe that's where Flynn gets. Flynn's very cautious.
Yeah, he is.
I feel like every second is scary as a parent. Like
it
every
is.
Step they take that looks like it could be a trip, everywhere they walk where there's a corner of something nearby.
So what did I
it's
do?
It's just like you hold your breath always.
So what like did I do? So your kids could visit?
My mom turned her house into a padded room. Like it's like she padded the walls and the floors and.
Yeah, because Christopher and Trent have gotten their heads bonked in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I padded that.
Well, but it's I think it's because it's the twins. When you have one. So my mom has 8 grandchildren.
Nine.
How many? 9. Oh my gosh. Twins made that 9. And I didn't even think about that. 9 grandchildren. And you've always had like at some point a new 1-year-old
right
crawling or rolling around, but with twins this is the first time she's ever padded her home.
Yes, it is
inside. Like it's always been baby proof and always been very safe,
right?
But safe in a way where it's like you have a baby that you're watching and you're taking care of a baby. When it's two at the same time going in opposite directions, it feels impossible to keep them both safe. I took them to a playground yesterday for the first time, like outdoor, went to a playground.
Yeah.
And when I tell you they went in opposite directions,
oh gosh,
I could not, it was insane. Like, you put them both down and they both immediately go the opposite direction to something dangerous.
Yes.
Like, crawling to the bottom of a slide where a kid's going down it.
Oh, gosh.
Or crawling to stairs that don't have handrails, like, and starting to go up it. So I'm like, and there were four adults. It was my in-laws, me, and Eric, and we could not keep up with the two babies trying to hurt themselves.
Yep.
It was very scary. So now, by the time she's had the eighth and ninth grandchild, she's like, I guess I have to pad my house.
Pad the linoleum.
You think your house is baby proof until you have baby twins in it.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, it's not.
Yes.
Anyway. Now this question is, which of my kids do you think is most like me as a baby? Which of my three kids do you think is most like me?
Maisie.
You think Maisie? Why?
Well, I just think if she doesn't like to touch certain things, then you were the same way.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Eric made a bonfire pit out there for me, for us, and he put sand down. And Wesley's playing in sand, Flynn's digging in sand. We put Maisie down, and my goodness, her hands up like Prissy, like, what do you expect me to do in this situation?
That was you.
She was so upset about it. So I feel like who's most like me currently, I guess Maisie. I feel like Maisie's personality is most like mine because Flynn's very sensitive and emotional like me. And he very much wants everyone to be included. Like, he can't enjoy something unless someone else is looking at it or doing it with him. And I feel like I'm very much like that. But Maisie's personality, I feel like, reminds me of me a lot. Like, it's like 0 to 100. And she's very intense. She's very goofy.
But as a baby, you were more observant.
Yeah, which I feel like how Flynn was.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Just a little bit of you in all of them.
I think
so
too. Yeah, I see a little bit of me in all of them. But okay, Avery wants to know, what is your favorite scent or smell in the world? What's your favorite?
A brand new baby.
Oh.
That's it.
That's it.
A brand new baby. My brand new grandbabies.
Brand new babies just smell like breast milk, but like.
No, they have their own little smell.
You know, I feel like. I love the smell of my children, and they're not brand new, but still I like, if I get a scent, like if I'm hugging them, I'm like, oh, that is the best smell.
It is.
I have so many more questions to ask you, but we should say thanks to our next sponsor. And the next sponsor is Lumi. All right, everyone, listen up. Sometimes we stink, and that's okay. It's fine to be a stinky person, but some people don't want to be stinky, and that's fine too. You do you. Me personally, I don't want to be naturally stinky. I want to stink yummy smells that I've put on my body to hide my natural stinkiness. And you can do what you want, but that's what I like to do. And Lumi helps me do that because here's the deal. A lot of people use deodorant for their underarms, you know, but that's not the only place that we're stinky stank. Sometimes you stinky stank in other places all over your body. And Lumi is wonderful because it's like a whole body deodorant, your pits, your privates, and beyond. And that's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, which is, of course, Lumi. Lumi whole body deodorant for your pits, privates, and beyond. Created by an OBGYN I think I added an extra letter in there, an OBGYN who saw too many women being overtreated with antibiotics they didn't need for external day-to-day odor. What she discovered is that the vaheen lady bits is not to blame for odor below the belt, and external odor needed an external solution. So she created Lumi. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and controls odor for 72 hours. So Lumi has all different types of wonderful products. Their deodorant is obviously great. If you have any cracks and crevices that you don't want to be stinky stank, you can use their wonderful deodorant. But I also actually really like their lotion. It's awesome and it smells really good. I like the lavender one. There's like a lavender sage, I think it is. It's like an acidified body cream. And it's been really nice because it's been so dry this winter. And it's been nice to have something to put on my legs, on my arms when I'm feeling a little too dry for my likings. So I've been using that a lot on my legs and my armsies. And I really like it. And I love that it smells nice and that it just, I don't know, it feels effective at controlling my odor. and makes me feel super snazzy. And also the deodorant's great, but you guys already know that. But I'll talk about it more just in case you don't already know that. The Lumi Starter Pack is pretty great, and it lets you build a custom bundle of their best-selling products and customize your scents. It comes with a full-size stick of deodorant, a cream deodorant tube, and two free products of your choice, like the acidified body wash or their wipes. And you can use Lumi products on your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly button, butt cracks, vulvas, feet, anywhere. Truly, you got stinky feet? They got you covered. Lumi was made with the most sensitive parts of your body in mind, so it's safe to use and all the places that you might want to be putting it. And it's great to fight body odor externally. So go try it out if you're feeling like there's a location that's got some stankin'. It's easy to use. The sticks go on just like regular deodorant, and they work on your privates if you need them to. And anywhere you shave or you wax. For the cream in the tube, you take a little pea-sized amount and apply it to the desired areas, just like a lotion. And not only is Lumi effective, it's seriously safe and pH optimized to safely protect our pH and control odor. So what are you waiting for? Get started on your Lumi Starter Pack today. With over 150,000 five-star reviews, we're so confident that you will love Lumi. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code RELAX at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code RELAX. Go check it out.
Okay. People ask so many questions for you.
Really?
Everyone loves you, Mom, as Aww. They should. Okay. Here's a good one. How did you feel about Miranda when it first started? I got this question a few times.
Just don't.
Yep.
I think I cried.
Yep.
I came in, I said, stop it. Stop
yeah. You actually sent Dad in to me too. So my very first Miranda video that's not online anymore, I filmed it at my parents' house. Mm-hmm. I was home for Christmas break and I filmed it. And, I don't know why it's not online anymore. I think it was because it was so not like how Miranda is now that it was like, or maybe it is, I don't know. But I think I sang I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas and I sang it and
horribly
as Miranda. And you were very upset. You could hear me doing it. And she sent my dad in and he was like, please don't post that.
It's going to come back and bite you in the butt.
Well,
that's what I think.
You know, it kind of did in a way, but it also didn't. But my mom was very much like, well, and back then the internet was not what it is now at all. And it was, you know, YouTuber was not a word. There was no job being on the internet at that point. This was so long ago. And so it was all very new. And so to put video of yourself online.
When you have a beautiful voice.
Well, yeah. And I was in school for vocal performance and like, you know, so they're like, you're training to be a vocalist and you're putting a video of yourself singing badly online. Like my mom thought it was totally insane. So, well, what do you think of it now?
I think you're funny. You're hilarious. You're adorable.
Do you think that? Do you like Miranda? Like if you did not know me, let's pretend you don't know me. I'm not your daughter. And you saw a Miranda video online.
I would be curious and want to know the story
of like who
is
doing
this person, what's behind the skepticism in me.
I feel like you'd be so annoyed by Miranda. You'd be like, this is the most annoying person.
She does some things that make me chuckle still.
I feel like you're my biggest fan at my live shows.
Oh, I love your live shows.
But I think it's because I break a lot at my live shows. Like I feel like I come through a lot more in my live shows.
Yeah, you do.
But my mom did not like Miranda. When it first started, she desperately did not want me to do it.
I thought it would ruin your career.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm trying to find the next question here. Okay. Tracy said, how does she handle being recognized? You being the she.
Me.
How does Gwen handle being recognized in public without you guys with her? Or is she like me and avoids the public? LOL. Can't wait for this podcast. Miss seeing Mama Gwen. We need more Gwen. I agree. We always need more Gwen. So do you get recognized in public ever without us? And how does that go?
It's usually, are you? Or they know who we are.
And what do you say?
They say how wonderful you are. And we go,
that's very sweet.
She is. It's awkward. Because, you know, you go out and it's like, you look like a mess. You're doing gardening and you just,
And you're just like,
but that's how I look anyway.
Well, no, come on. Well, you're beautiful no matter what. If you're gardening or not or whatever you're doing, you're always beautiful.
No. People are always, your people are very, very nice.
They are so sweet, aren't they? They're the best. Yeah. Everyone's always so nice when we meet guys out and about. How often does that happen for you, do you think?
I don't know. The people where we live, it's everyone knows us now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know it's a small community.
Yeah.
So it's not a big thing anymore.
Right.
What throws us off is we go into another town, like
a
town around and go, oh.
Yeah.
And we're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so cute. So you have cute. Little fans,
no,
Mom.
No. You do.
Okay. So here's the next question. There's so many guys. I don't even know how, I don't even know. I feel like we need to move on to the next thing, but there's just so many good questions. Happy Place said, how did Colleen and Chris get along as kids? I know her and Rachel didn't get along at first. And I know that, her and Trent got along, but I don't know about her and Christopher.
Yeah. You and Trent were besties.
Mm-hmm.
You got along with Christopher.
As far as I can remember, Christopher, Trent and I all got along very well.
You did.
We were all very close in age. And then Rachel came 4.5 years after me and, Trent and I were the closest in age. So we were very close growing up. And then Rachel, I think I was just so jealous of like
the baby,
a new baby. Cause I was the baby. I was the princess. And then this new girl came in. And once she started to like come into her own and have her own personality, you know, as little girls, we were so different.
Complete
we had nothing
opposites.
In common. I wanted dress and glitter and frills and Barbies and dolls. And she wanted
spy things
and
G.I. Joes.
Yeah, G.I. Joes. And she wanted to get in the dirt and climb trees and do sports. And she was so cool like that. And we just could not have been more opposite. So we had nothing in common. So, we didn't become friends till much later.
Yeah.
And then we got really close. We just had different interests. And when you're a kid, it's all about what are your interests? Yeah. It's not about like your personalities get along or not. It's like, are you going to play trucks with me? Are we going to play dolls? Are we going to play house? Are we going to climb a tree? You want to find another kid who's going to do the same interests as you.
Right.
So once we got older, we were like, oh, we're very similar in personality. It's just our interests are different.
Yep.
But Christopher and I were super close.
Yeah, you were.
I think.
Yeah, you were.
You don't.
You were.
We never fought or anything. I don't remember fighting with my siblings except for Rachel.
Nope, you didn't.
Yeah. All right. Next question. There are just so many. What's your favorite scent? We did that. Oh, here's one. I don't know if you'll have an answer for this. Okay. Well, maybe you will, and it'll be really funny. Jen wants to know, what do you think was the most rebellious thing Colleen did as a kid?
You said you were doing something, but I followed you and you went to a movie instead.
This was crazy, Mom.
Yeah.
This was crazy when you did this. So you were crazy. So I was not allowed to have a boyfriend, but it wasn't even like you ever sat me down and said, you are never allowed to have a boyfriend. It was just like kind of like a known rule. Like a, you know what I mean? Like it was like, just not something that was allowed kind of a thing, but not because you guys sat me down
and
said that.
You never said anything like that.
It was just kind of like understood.
Oh.
I feel like that's true.
I would just want to know the person. No, I would just have wanted to know the person.
Well, there was a guy who asked me on, I was 17. I think I feel like I was already graduated. Like I'd already.
Oh gosh.
I think I'd graduated high school and I was about to go to college.
Then you would have. Oh, okay.
And I was 17. Mm-hmm. And a guy asked me on a date. And he was a total wiener. He was a total jerk. Oops. I hope he never listens to this, but he was. anyway, he asked me on a date and we went to a movie and totally innocent, but you took Rachel. You brought Rachel.
Yes. Oh, I did. I did bring Rachel. We were spies together.
Yeah. You
that
know
was
why?
A bonding
but
moment.
You tricked her.
I did.
Into tattling on me. Oh, she'll tell you the story. She'll freak out. She'll get so passionate about it.
Okay. Oh, I feel like man. I She's going like to be I mad call at
her.
Me now.
I feel like I should call her. Okay. I've got my sister on the phone.
I'm
podcasting with Mom right now. Okay. And someone asked the question.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous.
And someone, I almost invited you. I should have. Someone asked the question, did Colleen ever do anything rebellious as a kid? And Mom was bringing up how I went to a movie one time and she spied on me and followed me there. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And you brought Rachel. And she was like, oh yeah, I guess I did. And she's like, yeah, we were spies together. I was like, no, Mom, you tricked Rachel into tattling on me. And she doesn't remember. And I was like, Rachel's going to be so mad that you don't remember what you did to her.
Yeah. So, there was a bunch of us in the car, actually. It was me, one of my friends, Mom and Dad.
Wait, what?
What? What? I don't remember this.
I always thought it was just you and Mom.
No, my friend that lived across the street was in the car with me, and she drove through the parking lot and said, Rachel, do you see his, like, she said,
the boy's, the guy, let's say his name's Bob.
Bob, do you see Bob's car anywhere? And I said, yeah, that one. And she's like, how do you know? And I said, because he had a personalized license plate. And I was like, right. It's right there. She said, oh, okay. And I said, why? And like, mom said, oh, they're at the movies. I said, okay.
She tricked Rachel. So you didn't say that you were spying because I was on a date.
I had no idea. Because at that point, I liked Colleen. And Colleen tolerated me a little bit. So
no, we were friends at that point. I was about to go to college. We were friends. But I know that, like, she didn't tell you she was going to spy on me. She was like, no. Well, Rachel knows the car. And so she made you come to tattle on the car. And then she's like, that's all. And then you guys went home.
Yes.
Do you remember this now?
There must have been another time as well.
No, I very vividly remember sitting in the back of the car.
I didn't go on many dates. I don't think there was many more than that.
I do remember taking Rachel.
Well, I guess that's all. I just wanted you to confirm that that's what happened, that she tricked you into tattling on me.
Yes, she did. Yes, confirmed.
Okay. Well, I thought she'd be more passionately upset about that you were trying to make it seem like, no, I just thought, because she was like, yeah, we were little spies together. And I was like, no, Rachel was not in on this.
No, I wasn't. I'm sure I was her spy knowingly as a child, but as more of an adult in my teens, I knew the jig and I didn't want to do it.
She got on to me.
I was on to the
Alrighty. Well, that's all. Thank you. All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
It'll be fun to see as your kids grow what you do.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not mad. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are plenty more things that I was rebellious about.
It's just in high school.
I just remember one time you picked me up and I had gone to some party where I had like a sip of a screwdriver. Like, I didn't even really have any alcohol, but other people were partying. And I think I'd said I was at my friend's house and I went to this other party thing. It was like theater kids. It wasn't a crazy party. It wasn't like, it was very tame. But anyway, it was a big deal for our family because I had alcohol. It was the first time I'd ever had alcohol. And you picked me up from school like a week later-ish. And when you picked me up, you said, is there anything you'd like to tell me? And I could tell you were pissed. And I was like, no. And you're like, are you sure there's nothing you want to tell me? And I was like, well, I don't want to say it if it's like, because I was like, because I knew that was the one thing I'd done that was really bad, was like I'd had alcohol. But I was like, I don't want to say that. And then she's like, well, I noticed you ate all of the, like, the cookies or whatever, you know, whatever dumb thing at home. I was fishing. Yeah. So I was like, what was it? But I'm so annoyed, Mom, because I've asked you now that I'm an adult, like, how did you know? Is that what it was? Like, do you remember this? Like, what was it that you knew?
I do remember.
No. Cause every time I asked you, you said, you don't know. You said like,
there was a person that told me stuff.
Oh, a friend that would tell you stuff.
My friends,
quote unquote, to get me in trouble would tell you things.
I think so.
Okay. Got it.
So that's,
and it's the person I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
Got it.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, we're not friends anymore.
No.
So she wasn't doing it because she was looking out for me. That's for sure. Okay. Anyway, we need to say thanks to our next sponsor. Oh my gosh. There's so much is happening, but I want to say what's coming up. I have so many more questions I want to ask you that were so good. But one of them that I really liked is someone said, do the game where you pick a variety pack of chips and see which order she picks. So this is like a very intense thing that Eric and I did. And I want to do it with you because I feel like you'd be into it.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. And I might ask you one or two more questions, but coming up right after I say thanks to our final sponsor, which is Base. And I love Base. Let's talk about Base. You guys, I don't even know how to explain my love for Base. I feel like this is how every ad starts. When I start talking about Base, I light up. This is truly one of my favorite products I have ever used. And it is why I'm so grateful and so excited that they continue to sponsor the podcast, because it's truly just such a wonderful product. I use Base. I give it to everyone who travels with me on tour. It has changed Eric's life. He was always a duffel bag guy. And now he's like, I can't go anywhere without my Base bag. Like, it is so good. Not only is the suitcases, like, they're just so fabulous. They're incredible quality, but they're also really freaking cute and trendy and look stylish. And they have this little weekender bag that is so cute. I'm obsessed with it. I have two. I use one as a diaper bag for the kids. And then I use one to travel with. I've used it so freaking much. I need to get a new one. Not because this one's falling apart. It's actually perfect. It's just like, I just feel like I need more because that's how much I freaking love them. So, if you guys are looking for something that can keep up with your fast paced life, if you travel a lot, or even if you don't, honestly, this is such a perfect suitcase. It's got so many different pockets. There's a little Hello Key leash and laptop sleeve in the Weekender bag that I love so much. I was just talking about, there's a little section for your shoes. There's so many little moments and pockets and wonderfulness in the suitcases and in the Weekender bag. I love it so much. So if you guys want to check it out, you definitely should. Base was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Base has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep organized. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Base has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Probably most of them are me. I love it. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Base has your personal items covered. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/relax. Go to basetravel.com/relax for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/relax. Okay, we need to do like a 6-hour episode, Mom, because there's so many questions. I don't know if this is entertaining to anyone, but I'm having fun. Steph, I have a couple more questions, then we're going to do the chip thing that I'm very excited about. Okay. Stephanie wants to know, which of your grand fur babies is your favorite? Because you obviously can't say which one of your grandchildren is your favorite because you don't have one, because you love all of your grandkids the same. But
yeah,
your fur baby grandchildren, obviously that's hilarious to know which one you like. So we've got Gus and Daisy. Mm-hmm. I'd say Moose counts as a grandbaby.
Absolutely counts.
Rachel's dogs and Christopher and Jessica have a dog.
Yes, they do.
And we're just counting dogs and cats because everyone's got other random little things here and there. You know, like Rachel's got the chameleon.
Yeah,
whatever. But anyway, what's your favorite of the dogs and cat fur babies?
Oh gosh, that's hard because there's stuff about each one that I like.
Which one do you like the least?
Gus.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. So that's why I wanted to do this one.
He's so mean.
I
slept with that little guy when he was a baby. He was so sweet turned into a monster.
Yeah, he's not very nice.
Yeah.
But do you have a favesies? I know you don't like Daisy either because you think she's gross because she has eye goops. You think her eye goopies are gross. Doesn't matter how much I wipe her eye goopies. She makes my mom crazy because she wakes up the babies.
That makes me so upset.
Daisy will walk right up to the babies in their cribs and just like
wake them up. Yeah, probably Moose. Sorry, everybody else.
Moose is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick, but
it is hard to pick. There's things I like about each one.
All right, and then we're going to do, there's so many questions I wanted to answer, but this will be fun. So if you didn't catch the episode with Eric and I, when we talked about chips and cereal snack pack boxes, and we ranked them, it got very heated. And so I wanted to do this with you. So we're going to start easy with the chip ones. So you know how there's like the snack pack, like boxes
where
you
get
like
all
the value variety. Yeah, that's the classic one. So in that box that you can get here in the States, I don't know if other places have these, but in the States, we have this variety pack where you can get these little individual fun size bags of chips. And in it are Lay's, Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay.
The cheesy Doritos, Ruffles, Fritos, and Cheetos. It's right here.
Oh, that makes picture. Wait, I gotta put on my eyeballs.
Yeah, she's trying to think of and remember
I'm
them all. But
it's like, no, I need to see them.
No, here, I'll put it on this on my.
She's
my
gonna
phone
make it bigger for me.
There you go. So we've got
what do I eat first?
So you have to rank them. What's number one?
Lay's.
Get out of here!
Yeah, Lay's classic.
What?
Lay's. Come on,
you're a psychopath.
No,
that
I had them
crazy.
Today. They're so good.
I mean, I like Lay's, but of these, Lay's. That's your number one. Not Cool Ranch Doritos.
Never.
Cheetos?
Cheetos, that would be number two.
Cheetos is number two. Uh-huh. Okay, what's number three for you?
Probably nacho cheese Doritos.
Okay, number four?
If cottage cheese is involved, Ruffles.
That is disgusting, first of all. Why do you need cottage cheese involved?
You
have
to.
Mom, cottage cheese is poison.
No, it's good.
It's watery curds.
I have started putting it in my scrambled eggs, and it's delish.
That is so, I remember as a kid, you chopping up tomatoes and putting
so
tomatoes in cottage cheese with salt. And I became an adult and I was like, oh, maybe that's one of those things where like, as a kid, I was like, ew, that's gross. But then as an adult, I'd like sushi, you know? And I tried it.
You didn't like it?
When I was pregnant, I think with the twins, it was something that was like recommended for something I needed more of in my body.
Calcium,
I
don't remember what it was,
but I needed more of something. And so I was like, oh, I'll try this cottage cheese thing. And mom,
it depends on the cottage cheese.
It is horrendous.
Trader Joe's had the best cottage cheese at the time.
Okay. Anyway, so you like to dip your Ruffles in cottage cheese. Got it.
And then Fritos. And never Cool Ranch Doritos.
What?
Never.
Why?
I probably have never even tried them.
Mom, get a life. Grow up. Lay's is number one for you.
Put it in your hot dogs.
I would say the majority
of
people would say Lay's is last place.
You're wrong.
Okay.
You're so wrong.
Well, don't take your glasses off yet because this is the next one that gets real heated.
Okay.
To me.
Okay.
The next one that we're going to discuss the rankings of is the cereal boxes. Okay.
Oh, those are fun. Okay.
So you get a little tiny mini cereal boxes. These were really popular when in the 90s and 2000s, but I don't know if people still are like down to clown with these. Now, this makes sense to talk about because...
Down to clown with these? Yeah. Did you say that? Down to clown with these?
Yeah. Cute. You said hooligans earlier. I'm allowed to say down to clown. So anyway, mom, you don't like cereal boxes. These little cereal boxes is like even worse because the bags are tiny, but the same material. But anyway, they're cute. They're very fun when you're little. And there's a lot of them in this snack pack. Okay. So you don't need to really rank them, but I would like to know what's your number one and what's your number two and what's dead last. Okay.
Okay.
So we've got Fruit Loops, Corn Flakes, Raisin Bran, like Kellogg's. What is that? Just Kellogg's
Special K.
Oh, get a life. Gross. Rice Krispies, Frosted Mini Wheats, Apple Jacks, and Frosted Flakes.
Mini Wheats. Number one.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. Okay, Frosted Mini Wheats, number
Raisin Bran.
What is wrong with you?
And then maybe, I haven't had Frosted Flakes in a while.
Okay.
And the rest can just go in the trash.
Apple Jacks?
No way.
What is wrong with you?
No.
You don't like Apple Jacks?
No.
You're wrong. Have you had them?
No, I've smelled them.
You haven't had them?
I think I tasted one. I didn't like it. It wasn't for me.
Apple Jacks is clearly the best
choice. I
don't
like Fruit Loops either. Apple Jacks, no, no.
Come on. But you know what, Eric, when we talked about this, I feel like we said like, we never buy a whole bag of a whole big box of Apple Jacks. And I don't know that this was the pack that we discussed. Here, we're going to do this one instead, okay?
Okay.
Cool. So we're going to do one that's just, there's only five in this view, okay? So we're doing five here. Corn Flakes, Frosted Mini Wheats, Rice Krispies, Pops, Raisin Bran. What is number one in those five?
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Get out of town. I like Frosted Mini Wheats, but it's not number one. What's number two?
Raisin Bran.
Mom.
Number three is Pops.
Okay, at least it's not last.
No, I don't to eat Rice Krispies or cornflakes.
Neither do I. Those are both last.
There's no sugar on them.
Pops is number one.
No. Maybe
Come
back in
on.
The day, not anymore.
I do like Frosted Mini Wheats. Now, here's the next guest that was controversial. Okay, Eric. Your Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yes.
Do you like them a little bit soggy? Do you like them crunchy?
Crunchy.
Ah, my mama.
Crunchy.
You're my queen.
The cereal you have to pour in a lot of milk and a little cereal.
Yes.
And eat it fast.
Uh-huh.
And then I pour out the milk and then I add new milk with new cereal. It can't be soggy at all.
Yeah, it can't be soggy at
milk
all.
Milk has to be cold.
Yes, it has to be cold.
Yes.
Has to be cold.
Yeah.
I had this issue the other day. So I went to the airport and we went into this little lounge. We were there at like 6 a.m. We hadn't slept. And at the lounge, they had cereal for you. And I was like, oh man, cereal sounds so good. They had all these delicious options. And they had a thing of milk out, but it wasn't in a fridge. It was just like in a thing.
I was like,
I'm supposed to just drink warm milk.
No.
Like it has to be ice, frigid, cold milk. And the cereal, if it is even the smallest bit soggy, garbage.
No, throw it out.
Gotta go. Cocoa Krispies sog real fast. I have to, or Cocoa Pebbles.
Mm.
Cocoa Pebbles I really like. And I feel like I have to eat those real fast because those soggy really fast.
Now, do you like Cocoa Pebbles better than Cocoa Krispies?
It depends. Am I eating it on ice cream or in a bowl of cereal?
A cereal.
Cereal is Cocoa Pebbles.
No.
If I want it on ice cream, Cocoa Krispies.
None on ice cream.
Not enough chocolate in Cocoa Krispies. Cocoa Pebbles is more chocolatey.
I'll have to give them another try, but
I could talk about this for years. but it's probably, I don't know how interesting it is to anybody else. Okay. But I do have one more question. I should end, but I don't want to because, Halloween candy.
Oh,
this is, I'm just remembering something else Eric and I have discussed. Halloween candy. What's your top? Like what would be the most,
we
didn't celebrate Halloween growing up, but
you have to give me a list.
But you do Halloween now. And are you pass out candies?
I always pass out candy.
So, okay, if I were to give you a list, so like the classic Halloween candies, you get a lot of Twix, Snickers, Tootsie Rolls, Dum Dum Lollipops, Butterfingers, Reese's.
Okay, Snickers and Twix
are your favorite above Reese's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, this was upsetting to Eric because I was like not that excited about Reese's, and everyone says Reese's are like the best.
It's milk chocolate.
Sorry. It's kind of waxy, right? It's kind of gross. Mm-hmm. We're dark chocolate ladies. Like my mom and I, most people I would think this is crazy. If we have to get like an over the counter candy bar, like by the checkout, we're going to gravitate towards a dark chocolate Mounds.
Yes, definitely.
Or a York peppermint patty.
Oh, yes.
Or dark chocolate Raisinets. Mm-hmm. Those are probably go-tos where I feel like most people would never consider those.
Oh,
like,
or you know that there's that Hershey's special dark.
Uh-huh.
Those, you know, those little tiny ones they used to have, they have a pack.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hershey's to me is only acceptable in a s'more.
If you have to. Yeah.
Like I will only eat it in a s'more. I would never eat a Hershey any other way. But I do like the dark chocolate.
The dark chocolate.
Milk chocolate is really, truly disgusting. Yep. In America, by the way. If I ever get to go to Europe with you again, I'm making you eat milk chocolate in Europe because it's actually delicious.
Really?
The first few times I went to Europe, I was like, I'm not eating milk chocolate. I hate milk chocolate. And then eventually I tried it and I was like, wait.
It's different.
It tastes so good. It's like creamy. It's really sweet. It's really yummy. Here, I feel like our milk chocolate in America tastes like wax.
You made me try yogurt when we were somewhere and it was so good.
Was it in Australia, like muesli? Like, did we have, I don't know if I'm saying that wrong.
It was so good. Nothing like American.
I think that
yogurt.
must've been Australia.
It was so good.
Australia knows how to do that. And
good
then
food.
They know how to do coffee. Their cappuccino meat.
Their meat's good too.
I don't remember. Hamburger. Oh yeah. Yeah, it is. I feel like a lot of places the meat's better too because they treat their animals better than us. But they have really good coffee. They put chocolate on their cappuccinos. If you order a cappuccino in Australia or New Zealand, they put chocolate on the top and it's so good. But anyway, milk chocolate in Europe is very good.
Okay.
Anyway, one last question before I go. Mom, thanks for coming. Not thanks for having me, I almost said. I'm very tired.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being my mom, being so awesome.
Aww.
I feel like time flew. I had so many more questions for you. I wanted to say so many things. Like, I feel like now that I'm a mom, I'm noticing so many similarities between the two of us. And I appreciate you so much more as a mom now that I'm a mom, and the things that you've gone through and the things that you've done. I think you're such a good mom and I love you so much. Mm. But most important question I could ask you right now.
Okay.
Is what is the first day of the week?
Oh, Monday.
Mother?
No, the first day of the week? Okay, you have to phrase it different.
Gwen?
If you're looking at a calendar, the first day of the week is Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. I was thinking work week. Got it.
Okay, but that was your gut reaction. So if someone says to you, I'll see you on the first day of the week, you think Monday. Your brain goes to Monday?
Say it again to me.
I'll see you on the first day of the week. You think Monday. You know, no. I think that, you know, maybe you think that because you've worked at schools.
Yes, that's why.
So for you,
But the start of a new week is Sunday.
Yes.
The start of a new week is Sunday.
The beginning of the week.
Yes. But if you're talking work
But
week,
you kind of feel like it's both. I feel like you're in the middle.
No, it's Sunday. Because I remember hearing you and Eric talking about it.
We talk about it a lot.
And I think I was yelling at Eric.
Yeah.
In my car going, no, it's Sunday. Yeah.
Because to me, I'm visual and I see calendars.
The calendar is the first
day.
So
I understand that everyone goes to work and school on Mondays and that's when it starts. I also have a job where I work every day of the week.
Yes,
so I don't go like, oh, it's Monday. I got to work today. Start work. Yeah. Like I work on the weekends as well. So like that's another thing that makes it so it doesn't feel that way for me.
And I usually don't know what day it is anyway. So
yeah, true. But I know this is a big debate and a lot of people disagree with me, but I'm so visual and calendars
Sunday.
Here in America say Sunday is the first day. So that's why I think that. Oh, and I mean, I need to just turn off the camera cause I can just say all this to you in private, but we talked about last week when you think of the months of the year.
Yes.
I think of it like January, February, March, April, May, like it's a vertical, like I see it vertically. Some people see it this way, January, February, March, April, May, June. Some people, how do you see
down.
It? It's, you see it vertical.
Yeah, because I flip my calendar like that. That's how
so
it is.
So that's okay. So we see it the same.
Yeah.
Eric doesn't see it anyway.
That's okay.
It is okay. It's just not what I thought. I thought everyone, anyway. Okay. We're just going to go and keep talking. We don't need to record it though anymore. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Hopefully Eric will be back next week and won't be too upset that I told you all about his pink eye. All right. Bye everyone.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.